Have you ever sat in a cockpit and thought, "This is a beautiful airplane wrapped around avionics designed 20 years ago?" I have, more than once. And apparently the engineers at Collins Aerospace had the same thought, because what they have built with the Paragon flight deck is something we have not seen in a very long time. A completely clean sheet integrated avionics suite designed not as an upgrade, not as a refresh, but as a ground-up rethink of what a cockpit should look like in the next era of aviation. I am Vector, this is Clear Direct on Radio Hangar, and this week I want to break down why this particular piece of technology deserves your attention. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. If you have earned a milestone in the cockpit, your first solo, your private pilot certificate, your instrument rating, they make challenge coins that mark those moments in a way that actually lasts. Beautifully crafted, built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. So let us get into the Paragon. Collins Aerospace, which is part of RTX, formerly Raytheon Technologies, has been building avionics for decades. Their Pro Line series has been the backbone of business aviation cockpits going back to the Pro Line 4, Pro Line 21, and the current Pro Line Fusion. If you have ever sat in a Citation, a Challenger, a Global, a King Air, you have probably stared at Collins Glass. They are one of the two dominant forces in certified avionics alongside Honeywell, and in certain market segments, they own the conversation. But here is the thing most people miss: Pro Line Fusion, as capable as it is, was an evolution. It grew from Pro Line 21, which grew from what came before it. Every generation carried forward architecture and design assumptions from the previous one. That is how most avionics development works. You iterate, you improve, you bolt on new capabilities, and over time, you end up with something that works well but carries a lot of legacy weight under the surface. The user interface might look modern, but the underlying architecture is still shaped by decisions made when the original platform was conceived. Paragon breaks that chain. Collins went back to a blank screen, literally and figuratively, and asked a different question. Not how do we make ProLine better, but what should a flight deck actually be if we designed it today with no legacy constraints? The result is an avionics suite built around large format touchscreen displays with a completely redesigned pilot interface. And I want to be precise about what that means, because touchscreens in the cockpit are not new. Garmin has had them for years, Honeywell has them. Collins themselves have had touch capability in Fusion. What is different here is the interaction model. Paragon uses what Collins calls a simplified pilot interface, and the design philosophy is closer to what you see in modern consumer technology than what you see in traditional avionics. Think about it this way. Most current generation flight decks present the pilot with layers of menus, pages, and subpages. You learn where things are, you build muscle memory for button sequences, and that works, but it also means the learning curve is steep and the cognitive load during high workload phases can be significant. Paragon is designed to surface the right information at the right time based on the phase of flight. The system is context aware. It knows whether you're on the ground, in the climb, in cruise, on approach, and it adjusts what it shows you accordingly. Now, I can already hear some of you thinking, that sounds like it is making decisions for me, and that is a fair concern. Pilots are justifiably skeptical of any system that hides information or decides what you need to see. Here's where the implementation matters. From what Collins has shown and described, Paragon is not hiding anything. All the data is still accessible. What it is doing is prioritizing. The most relevant information for your current phase of flight is front and center. Everything else is one or two touches away. The analogy I would use is the difference between a cluttered desk, where everything is visible but nothing is findable, versus a well-organized workspace, where what you need right now is in front of you and everything else is in a labeled drawer. The displays themselves are worth talking about. Paragon uses high-resolution panels with what Collins describes as a panoramic layout. The primary flight display and the multifunction display are not separate boxes bolted into the panel, the way they have been for decades. They are regions on a continuous display surface. This means Collins can dynamically resize and rearrange what goes where. Your synthetic vision can expand. Your moving map can take over more real estate when you need it. Your engine instruments can shrink to a summary strip when everything is normal and expand to full detail when a parameter goes out of range. This is architecturally significant. In a traditional flight deck, each display is a separate computer running its own software. If one fails, the others keep going, which is great for redundancy. But it also means the displays cannot easily share screen space or dynamically reconfigure. Peregrine maintains the redundancy. Collins is emphatic about that. But the rendering architecture allows the kind of fluid layout changes that were simply not possible with older hardware. Let us talk about the first airplane getting this system, because that matters. Textron Aviation selected Peregrine for the Cessna Citation Ascend, their new mid-sized jet. The Ascend is itself a clean sheet design, which is part of why the pairing makes sense. When you're designing a new airframe, you're not constrained by an existing instrument panel cutout. You're not trying to fit new avionics into a space that was designed around different displays. The Ascend and Peregrine were designed together from the start, which means the ergonomics, the display placement, the control layout, all of it was optimized as a system rather than cobbled together from separate programs. The data tells an interesting story about why Collins chose this moment to do a clean sheet design. The business aviation market is in a generational transition. The fleet is aging. Many of the workhorse jets flying today were designed in the 1990s and early 2000s. The pilots moving into those left seats now grew up with smartphones and iPads. Their expectations for how a digital interface should work are fundamentally different from the generation that transitioned from steam gauges to glass. Collins is not just building for the airplanes of today, they are building for the pilots of the next 30 years. But here's where I want to pump the brakes a little. Because we have seen clean sheet avionics promises before. Honeywell's Anthem flight deck, which I know has been discussed on this station, made similar arguments about cloud connectivity and modern architecture. And Anthem is a genuinely interesting system. But the path from announcement to certification to a shipping product that pilots can actually fly behind is long and full of surprises. Avionics certification under technical standard orders and the various DO standards for software and hardware assurance is one of the most rigorous processes in all of engineering. Every line of code, every circuit, every interaction model has to be proven safe to a level that would make most software developers weep. Collins has the advantage of decades of certification experience. They have done this before, many times. They know what the Federal Aviation Administration wants to see. They know where the traps are in the certification process, and they have the engineering depth to get through it. That does not mean it will be fast or easy, but it does mean the risk of the program stalling in certification limbo is lower than it would be for a startup trying the same thing. The competitive dynamics here are fascinating. For the last decade or so, the avionics market has had an interesting split. In general aviation and light aircraft, Garmin has been utterly dominant. The G1000, G3000, and now the G5000 series own that market. In large business jets and airliners, Collins and Honeywell split the world, but the midsize and super midsize jet market is where the battle lines are being redrawn. Garmin has been pushing upmarket with the G5000 into larger Citations and other business jets. Collins is responding with Peregrine, and Honeywell is coming with Anthem. This is a three-way competition for the cockpit of the next generation of business jets, and pilots are the ones who benefit. What I find most interesting about Peregrine from an engineering perspective is the approach to connectivity. Modern avionics are increasingly connected aircraft. They pull weather data, NOTAMs, traffic information, and terrain databases from multiple sources. They can transmit maintenance data to the ground in real time. Some can receive software updates over the air. Peregrine is built with this connectivity as a core architectural feature, not an afterthought. The system is designed to integrate with ground-based services, other aircraft systems, and potentially future air traffic management concepts that do not even exist yet. This matters because the national airspace system is changing. The FAA's ongoing modernization efforts, the increasing density of traffic in certain corridors, the eventual integration of unmanned and autonomous aircraft, all of these trends demand flight decks that can process and present more information than ever before. An avionics suite designed in 2005 simply was not built to handle the data environment of 2035. Peregrine is at least trying to be ready for it. Now, let me address something that I think a lot of working pilots are wondering. What does this mean for me? If you're flying a Citation CJ3 or a King Air 350 with ProLine 21 or Fusion today, Peregrine is not coming to your airplane. This is a forward-looking system for new build aircraft. The Ascend is the first platform, and Collins will almost certainly offer it for other new designs as they come along. But this is not a retrofit box. That said, the technology and design philosophy in Peregrine will filter down. It always does. The touchscreen interfaces, the context-aware displays, the simplified interaction models, these ideas will influence the next generation of Collins products across the range. The same way the ideas in the original Pro line eventually influenced what Collins built for smaller and simpler aircraft, Paragon's innovations will propagate. Give it 5 to 10 years and you will see elements of this design philosophy showing up in places you do not expect. There are a few things I'm watching closely as this program matures. First, the actual certification timeline. Textron has said the Citation Ascend is targeting entry into service in the 2028 to 2029 timeframe, and the avionics have to be ready for that. Second, the training model. A fundamentally different cockpit interface means a fundamentally different training syllabus. Collins and Textron will need to convince operators that the transition training is manageable and that the new interface actually reduces workload rather than just shifting it. Third, and this is the big one, real-world pilot feedback. You can design the most elegant interface in the world in a lab, but the cockpit of an airplane bouncing through turbulence at flight level 410 at 11 o'clock at night with an approach to minimums ahead is a very different testing environment. The proof will be in the operational experience. What I will say is this: the aviation industry has a tendency to be conservative about cockpit design. And for good reason, the stakes are about as high as they get. But that conservatism can also become inertia. Sometimes you need someone to say, "We are not going to evolve the old thing anymore. We are going to build the new thing." Collins is saying that with Paragon. Whether the execution matches the ambition remains to be seen, but the ambition itself is worth paying attention to. For those of you who want to dig deeper, Collins Aerospace has published technical overviews on their site, and Textron Aviation has detailed the Ascend program, including the avionics suite, in their public materials. Aviation Week and Flying Magazine have both done solid technical reporting on the Paragon announcement. That is it for this week's look ahead on Cleared Direct. More on this one as the program develops. You can find us at radiohangar.com. Fly safe and fly curious.